verse 34, but mostly verse 33. I had fun with this verse of scripture. This verse of scripture is one of my favorite verses, verse 33 in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. I guess because the Lord spoke to me more whenever I was first got saved and also been called into the ministry. Had so much going on. You know, sometimes you get so bogged down in everyday life and misplaced priorities and vanishing values in your life. And that was me. You know, people say, well, you got to make a living. No, you got to make a life. And I was so busy trying to make a living, I didn't make a life. God continuously talked to me through this verse of scriptures. And, you know, when we was working four jobs and you'd burn the candle at both ends, it's going to burn out pretty quick. And you feel like you can't quit doing this, you can't quit doing that. And, you know, I'd ride by the old church out there, and they would have a work day, and I was so tied up involved in my farming and different things I had to do. Everybody had the rakes, and they had pine trees over there, and everybody would be out there raking and cleaning up church, and I'd ride by, you know, and it just really, really bothered me because my heart wanted to be out there, but I couldn't give up everything. When you get started and everything, you can't give up. Your bills are coming in, and I said, Lord, many times on Wednesday night, I couldn't even come to church on Wednesday night, and I wanted to, and I'd get down off the track, and I said, Lord, if you'll help me get rid of this, I'll come worship you because I want to. And he liked to broke me. He did two different ways. He liked to bank me. I lost everything I had, but he'll take it where you can. Now, if you ask him, he'll help you get rid of it now. You got some things you can't serve the Lord, don't tell him you can't, because he'll take it and do it where you, and fix it where you can. Sometimes it might put you flat on your back, let you look up, but sometimes it might take everything away from you. But he'll get, if you want to serve the Lord, he'll get you where you can. You want to worship and serve the Lord. This verse meant the most to me because I had so many misplaced priorities and the vanishing values that my heritage and what I was raised with. Now, this is one of the greatest problems, and I come up with this title today. It's one of the greatest problems that we're having in our country at this time. Is because of misplaced priorities and vanishing values that we have all looked back. Most of us are old enough to look back, and we see how we had these priorities, and we had the right values and the proper values, and how that our nation flourished throughout the years, and not only that, families and, you know, churches. And I just want to go over this. So let me read these two verses before I get started in this. All right. Matthew chapter 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Let us pray. Father, again, we just want to honor your word and thank you, Lord, for the great value and the great promises in your word of God. We thank you, Lord, of convicting power through the Spirit of God, through the word of God. Convict our lives, Lord, to bring us to the cross of Calvary. But not only that, to convict our life each day, each hour, though if need be, oh God, to bring us back for us to have the right priorities in our life and have the first priorities in our life. And we just want to thank you here this hour that we might come together in the name of Jesus Christ and follow this hour. And Father, for those that, Lord, so much less fortunate we are in the hospital, sick, the names we called out, ones on our hearts and our mind, loss of loved ones, again, that we have already prayed for, ones in the prayer box, Lord, we just pray in a special way that we might be part of their healing through prayer, oh God. So we want to thank you this day as to bring us to another close of this day for the mercy you showed upon us, oh God, each day of our life. So we want to thank you again this day in the name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. You know, our nation has been great for the very reason of these priorities in our life and priorities in our nation. But also churches across our nation have been so blessed because they have had the right priorities and the right values. All of our churches, names in the name of Jesus Christ, in the past years where revival would spring up and people would come to church when they got a chance and could come, and they didn't have the transportation didn't have the places to come to, and they didn't have the heater and the air conditioning that we have today and the soft pews. And a lot of times they might have had to come with mules and wagons, and a lot of people used to have to come through a little branch here, and you know, and it cold, and wrap the quilts around the kids to come to church. And you know, throughout across our whole country, the Civil War and the wars that we have fought in our country and our nation have been great because of the great power that we have in the right priorities and the right values. And then you see our churches, as I said, and then our families. You know, they tell us one of the declining reasons that we're having so much social problems, and I really do believe this with all my heart, is because of the breakdown of the family. Especially, you know, in the black family community, they say that's one of the part of the problems they're having, but not only just in the black, it's in all families because of the breakdown of the families. Now, family used to be so great. I mean, home was something that was different. It might have been an old wooden house with cracks in the walls and cracks in the floor, but I tell you, when you said home, it meant something. It meant more than a house, and you got to have a house with a swimming pool, and ain't nothing wrong with that now, and air conditioning, and three or four cars, and a boat, and everything else, and everybody's interested in having these things and houses, but I tell you, a lot of those are houses, and they're not homes. And we used to have homes, and homes, because we know that, recognize the incredible power of proper authority in our nation, in our churches, and also in our families, but also mothers and fathers. And all this is recognizing the incredible power of proper priorities. Our nation recognized that. That's the reason our nation is great, have been great, because the leaders and the people of our nation, they recognized the power of proper priorities. But today, misplaced priorities and vanishing values have struck this nation in every area that I have described, and that's every area of our life. Verse 33, it puts it number one, and this is the reason of these problems. Value determine priorities. Values determine priorities, and the right priorities and the right value. Priorities always determine success, or it determines failure. And the priorities has been misplaced, and our country's failing, our churches is failing, our homes are failing, our families are failing, because we do not have the right priorities in the right place. As a nation, Psalms 33 and 12 says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord, and the people whom he have chose for his own inheritance." You know, our nation, when they understood this, that's the reason we have a great nation. The United States was founded on the principle of the Word of God and on God. Now, I know that a lot of liberals in this country trying to change the history and say, no, that ain't right. But they can't change what is truth. Young kids are not being taught history in school. They're not taught civics in school. I don't know if some of y'all watch television or the news, the Waters on Fox News, or Waters. People don't know what's going on. The value of the Word of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first. That is the value, and this nation understood that. The value is the Word of God. Proverbs 14 and 34 says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." It don't matter if it's a nation Israel. It don't matter if it's a nation of the United States. It don't matter what nation it is. The nation, we've won wars and because people knew the power of proper priorities. We won World War I and II, and I'll tell you, it wasn't the soldiers on the battlefield, and it weren't the planes in the air, and it was not the ships on the water. It was the people here in this homeland with the power of the right principle, and that's God and prayer. That won the war. Thank you for all the military and all the people who lost their life and everything was put into it. But the power was not there with our missiles and our bombs and our soldiers and our bullets. But the power is here on the homeland with the mighty power of the Word of God, prayers going up to God. And I tell you, the United States done the impossible. They beat the nations that had a lot more people, a lot more power than they did. But you see, they didn't have more power than God. And it was impossible by man, but there was nothing impossible with God. Because they knew the power of proper priorities. And God was preeminent. He was number one in this nation. One God. One nation under God. And then, as our nation, we find about our churches. Churches across this nation was not afraid of the people. They was not afraid of what someone would say, but they preached the Word of God. Whether the people liked it or they did not like it, it did not come from the man. It came from God. People will walk out on you. They want to hear what the Word of God said, but they preached the Word of God because they understood the power of proper authority and also priorities, and that is the Word of God. In Matthew 16 and 8, tells us, 18, and I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And in that statement, it's not coming to the church and shutting the doors and all hell trying to break the doors of the church down, but it's the church going into a hellish world. And that's what they've done. The churches, they carried the Word of God, and we have come into our churches and closed the door. And we on offense instead of defense instead of offense. We're not going forward. But they understood that the power of proper priorities. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then the families. You know, the breakdown of families today. And why misplaced priorities and vanishing values is the reason of breakdown of the families today. In the old days, the people understood the power of proper priorities in the homes and in the families, that I've already said. They understood that because dad was the head as God intended it to be. The woman was the heart. Now we got two-headed monsters, and anything with two-headed monsters will die, and a lot of them's dying. That's family and homes. God intended it. God's word is for the man to be the head and the woman the heart. Psalms 127 and 1 says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman walketh but in vain, waketh but in vain. People trying to build a house without God. They'll build a house, a structure, but misplaced priorities and vanishing values is tearing homes down quicker than houses are being built. You see, we just had a housing bubble. A lot of empty homes. Well, I tell you, that bubble's more than just building houses. They had a bubble of misplaced priorities and vanishing values, and there are a lot of empty homes today, although people's in them. But there are empty people in those homes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then man, Psalms 128 and 4 says, behold, that man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The man shall be blessed. The father of the home. Also verse 6 in that 128. Yea, they shall see thy children and peace upon Israel. To understand the word of God, the proper priorities. Seek ye first the father, the man in the house. Not only he's talking about adding years to your life, but more important, life to your years. People understood that, proper priorities, that the man, behold, thou shalt the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. And they feared the Lord, as I said, as we look back. And then the mothers and the wives. I'm fixing to get my message in a few minutes, but mothers and the wives, 128 and 3 it says, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the side of the house, thy children like olive plants round about the table. Vines. The wife is supposed to be like a vine, it says. Fruitful vine by the side of the house. And you ever seen a vine that's got to cling, it's got to run, it's got to lean, it's got to have something? A tree's got branches. And it can grow up strong, but you see an old vine, an old grapevine, it's got to have something to cling to. Any vine that runs, it's got to have something to cling to. The Word of God describes here the wife shall be a vine to cling to her husband. This is God's Word, it's not mine. To cling. And it goes on. Then for the mother, Proverbs 31, that great chapter, for the mother, who can find a virtue woman? For her price is far above rubies. Verse 28 says, her children rise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praises her. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, the power of right priorities. God says, all this come for our nation, for every area that we're talking about. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And it covers, zero in on this verse of scripture, it covers everything that I just covered, and that is every area of our life. But now we have misplaced priorities and vanishing values in every area that we know of that I have mentioned. But the power of proper priority, that is that God is number one and God is preeminent. He won't have it any other way but be number one. That's what this verse all pointing right back to God is first. The nation, misplaced priority and vanishing values. A generation today have this misplaced priorities and vanishing values. They don't have the right priorities in the right place. As our nation, as our churches, as our families, as individuals, mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, that's what's happening across our country, because they do not have the proper priorities as they should have. We need a nation, a family person to recognize the proper preeminence. It must recognize the proper preeminence. That is, God must be first. He won't have it any other way. We're trying hard as a nation to have other gods, but God says, I'll be number one. There'll be no other God. I will not share with anyone our churches, our family life, all everything, the proper preeminence. Recognize this. Colossians 1:17-18 says, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. In all things he be first, number one. The key is bringing back the power of proper priorities. And how do you bring it back? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. In everything, in that same chapter, Colossians 1:17-18, it also says, for it pleased the Father in him should be all the fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things to himself by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. The key power, proper priorities. In your life, in my life, church life, nation life, had to be someone or something that's number one. In our nation, in your family, in our church, in your life, my life, they had to be something or someone that's number one. And every one of us, don't try to deny it, it have to be. God demands for you to recognize that the proper preeminence is for God to be number one. Seek ye first is what he's saying. To be number one, that is true. He must be first place, because he has a plan for a nation. He has a plan for your family, a plan for the church, a plan for the individual, and you can say amen. Jesus Christ must be number one. Why? That Jesus Christ will get the glory in every area that I mentioned and everything into our life. The reason why? to bring glory to Jesus Christ. Philippians 2:9 is a familiar verse of scripture. We all know, wherefore God has highly exalted him, who? Jesus, and give him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Seek ye first in all these areas the reason to give Jesus the glory and everything that we take to do. Recognize the proper preeminence. His deity demands preeminence. His deity demands preeminence. Command, have no other God before me. He demands this. Colossians 1:18, again it says, and he that is head of the body of the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that all things he might have preeminence, that he might redeem us. He died for us. The reason for him to have number one, because he died for us. Look at all the things he done on the cross. Before he got to the cross, every whip, every lash of that whip, he should have preeminence in our life because of what he went through as those whips. Those that spit upon his face, he accepted that. Pulled his beard, put the thorns on his head, nailed those nails in his hands and his feet, hung up there, I thirst. All this, why? But he would have the preeminence because he deserved preeminence in our life, in every area of our life, does he not? Seek ye first, he says. 1 Corinthians 6:20 tells us, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your bodies and in your spirit, which are God's. God done this for you. As a nation, God said, seek ye first. As a church, seek ye first. Your family, your life, my life. Seek ye first. The power of proper priorities. Lord, we have misplaced priorities and vanishing values across our nation, across our lives, across our churches today. We don't have the right values in our churches anymore to honor God. Paul learned this power of proper priorities. Philippians 3:13. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of high calling in God in Christ Jesus. The secret of true success in any realm that I have mentioned in our life brings your life into a burning focus of Jesus Christ. Any area, every realm of our life, to be a successful nation, we got to bring our focus back to a burning desire of Jesus Christ in our nation. If it's ever going to burn for Jesus again, if we ever going to have a great nation again, if this nation's going to be successful as a nation, it's got to bring our focus back of the power of the proper priorities and Jesus Christ's preeminence in our country. I tell you, our church, if they ever mean anything for Jesus Christ, the same thing. We got to get a great view again and bring it back, the focus of Jesus Christ in our worship services, in the lives of people that say, I'm born again believer in Jesus Christ. If we ever going to have churches today on fire for the Lord Jesus and bring glory to his name. And homes will be what God planned for them to be. God instituted homes and family as the oldest institution to the face of this earth to mankind. And he said, you know, without right proper priorities, the family will fail, the churches will fail, and the nation will fail. It all starts off with the family. It all starts off, seek ye. Seek ye. Jesus Christ says no man can serve two masters. Christian churches, James said in his book, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. In all his ways. Boy, seek ye first the kingdom of God. You know, Sunday I spoke on that narrow road and the wide road. And some people, you know, they're not too interested on the wide and narrow road. But you see what's happening to our nation. Something or someone is going to be number one in your life. Something or someone, job, business, car, house, relationship, something's going to be number one. Jesus Christ says his deity demands preeminence in our life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Concentration is a secret of power in every realm that I talk about. Concentration is the power. Water running down a river is a mighty force as it goes down the river. But when the like the Mississippi River, when it overflows, oh, and then it starts drying back up, it gives a stagnant swamp is all it is. Everything in our life should be under the preeminence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything. All the power. Jobs, family, our recreation, vacation, friends. I don't care if she had died or whatever you own. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, all things are not lawful to me, but all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. It says, you know, expedient. That means you're taking a trip, and whenever you take a trip, you go on vacation, you just take your necessary articles with you. All these other things that hold me back. All things, we do a lot of things, but they're not expedient. Some things wakes me down, Paul says, and I don't need them. Jesus must be preeminent in our life as we run this race. Jesus Christ said, why call me Lord, Lord? You don't do what I'm telling you to do. Many, many Christians today, his deity deserves preeminent in our life. He demands it, and also he deserves it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness deserves our first thought of the day. His righteousness deserves our first thought of the day. When you wake up of a morning, oh, Lord, it's morning, instead of good morning, Lord. Oh, Lord, it's morning. Praise God that you watched over me and my family the night before you ever put your foot on the floor. Even if you're able to do that, as you wake up, thank you, Lord, for watching over me throughout the night. Psalms 5:3 tells me, my voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayers unto thee and will look up. God, thank you. His deity deserves the first day of the week. Not just Sunday, not just the weekend. Acts 20:7 says, upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued speaking until midnight. 1 Corinthians 16:2 said, upon the first day of the week, every one of them laid aside in store, as God hath prospered him, that they be no gathering when I come. When you come to church, you honor the Lord on Sunday or any other time, but special Sunday. When a Christian do not come to church, they dishonor the Lord. Hebrews 10:25, for not forsaking the assembling of yourself together as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. I see the day approaching. And it's talking about that last day as we get closer to the end. The end's going to come in two different ways. The end's going to come for each one of us individually, or it's going to come when God raptures his church. But no matter which way, the end is still close. And it's getting closer every day. And I need you. I need this church. We get closer. Sunday is a Lord day, and we make time for misplaced priorities and vanishing values for everything on Sunday except it ought to be the Lord's day. Vacation, sports. Preacher told me, he was one of a not too far from here in another county, told me that, you know, he got a lot of rich people in his church, and I'd say rich, well-to-do people, and several of the group retired and got their motor home. Now, I ain't saying nothing wrong with motor home retired, because I like every bit of it. But anyway, he said, well, preacher, we won't be there Sunday. We're going, our caravan going so-and-so. We'll be back Saturday. He said, my goodness, now every one of them's retired? Why don't you leave on Monday? And he didn't tell them that now, but he thought that. And I tell you, God knew that. Why don't you go on Monday? But we retire, we leave, and they say, well, we're going to do so-and-so. We're leaving Sunday. Why don't you leave Monday? Misplaced priorities and vanishing values. The very thing that God gave them their life and health to have, retirement and money to buy what they had, to be able to do what they're doing, and they won't come on Sunday. Why? Misplaced priority and vanishing values of God. He's not preeminent in their life. Hope I ain't stepping on nobody's toes tonight. Sunday will be set aside for Jesus Christ, number one. Our nation, our country. Now, I have the blessings of me, and a lot, most of us here today was brought up in a country where we had the proper priorities in this nation of preeminence of God. And I remember back whenever there was mules plowing fields. I plowed a mule. Weren't big enough to do much, but I plowed a mule. Some of you are older than me, and you remember that, Brother Calvin and all. But you see, I remember whenever the mules were shut up in the lot on Sunday. And these people through here, this nation that I grew up in, they didn't everybody go to church, and all of them wasn't saved. But you see, they grew up in a nation and surrounding areas, and you know, they believed in the Word of God, and they believed that God was number one. Even though they was not saved, they believed in the power of God. And you see, the mules was not plowing out there. And then you see, as the tractors come along, the tractor was not plowing. You know, and then they went to church when they could. Some of them did. There was no hunting, no fishing at that time. You know, that was called Sunday, the Lord's Day. But now, you know, it's just the weekend. It's just the weekend. Why? Misplaced priorities and vanishing values. That's what it's all about. Isn't it sad, though? Recognize the power of the proper priorities. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That ought to zero in on everything that I'm talking about. His deity deserves the preeminence. Be first place in our income. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10 says, honor the Lord with the substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be full and plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. God says, put me first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And someone say, well, like, man, I've talked to people I know that I work with. I said, man, listen, I said 10%, number one, first, that's before anything, that's before your grocery bill, that's right off the top, that's 10%. Oh, Lord, listen, he said, if I give 10%, I wouldn't have enough to go around. And I says, the reason you don't have enough to go around is because you don't give the 10%. You know, that's one of the greatest blessings for a Christian to understand tithing is not for you. It's not for you. And for the Lord, it's what comes out of it into your life. Because he'll take that 90% and make it go further than that 100% will. Did you know what? He can keep your refrigerator from tearing up. He might keep having a flat tire and buy a new set of tires. I don't know how God does it, but he does. I can tell you that. He says, try it. I said, prove me. Try and test me. I'll show you. You just need to put me first in all things. Also, the next thing, he says, give me also the first decision of every day, because you know what? His deity deserved the first place in every decision we make. 2 Corinthians 8 and 5 also tells us, and this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own self to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. You know why a lot of people don't give and don't tithe? Because they hadn't given their self to the Lord. Now, you say God don't really want your money. You think God needs your money? God don't need your money. You're not going to make God a bit richer by giving him 30% or 50%. You know why people don't give? Because they don't give their self first. Because God don't want your 10%. He wants you. Because when he gets you, he's got the whole thing. Because misplaced priority and vanishing values, because you know what? God is not first place in people's lives. He's not first place in people's lives. I want you. We want our Lord in our lives. We do. We really do. But we want him as a spare tire. when I need you, Lord. Now listen, I have been to the hospital by the bedside of a lot of people in pain and all type of tragedies, and I'm going to tell you, people get so spiritual in the hospital. I mean, they get spiritual. I seen the Lord. I felt his hand. Oh, he was right with me. Until they get out of the hospital and they leave him in the hospital. They leave him there. Spare tire. You let that problem get bothering them again, and they'll get so spiritual again until they get out. They leave him in the hospital. They put him back in the trunk of the car. And I call you, Lord, when I need you again. I'll call you when I need you again. And then you see the decision of our devotion of our heart. Anyone you love or serve more or you fear more is an idol in our life. Revelation 2 and 4 tells us that Jesus Christ speaking to the church, nevertheless, I have something against thee because I have left thy first love. Left your first love. Did you know us men, husbands, that still have our wives? Do you love your wife more today than you did when you first got married? You should. Jesus Christ says to the church at Ephesus, you don't love me like you did. You used to be growing and glowing with a burning, passionate love you had for me. When you first got saved, that burning, passionate love that you had for the Lord, you should love Jesus Christ more today than you did when you first got saved. And if you don't love me more today than you did yesterday, it's because of sin in your life. Nations, family, churches, title, misplaced priorities, and vanishing values. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. The key now, the prosperity that we all want so bad, is seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then what does he say? The cure for worry, as I said, don't worry. Don't worry about that spot on your lung, don't worry. But the worry about we have most times, we worry about things that we can't do anything about. And he says, you know, we should worship God and love people and use things. Instead, you know what we do? We love things and use people and ignore God completely. Priorities is a worry, a person that worries putting, you know, things first in their life. Matthew 6, 25 and 26, it also says in that same chapter, therefore I say unto you, take no thought of your life, what shall ye eat or what shall ye drink or what yet for your body, what ye shall put on, is not the life more than meat? Or something to eat in the body more than remnant. Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, or not gather into the barn. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they are? The Father feeds the birds, takes care of everything, but yet we worry about things. And it says in the next verse of Scripture, in verse 27 on, which of you can take thought and add one cubit unto his stature? And why you thought for the remnants? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these, the beauty of flowers. Solomon couldn't even come close to it. God feeds and takes care of us all of it. Why? And the answer is, seek ye first the kingdom of God. I tell you, that's what we need to do. It is recognize, you see, the principle of his promise. He says, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he says, I will add. And he does the adding. All these things we're working every day, trying our best to get. In that same scripture 6 and 30 says, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which day is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall I drink, or whatsoever shall I be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all these things. in everybody's life, there's something or someone is number one. In every area of our life that I mentioned, there's something or someone is number one. We have misplaced priorities and vanishing values. But remember the power of proper priorities. If we can get back in just that scripture, verse 33, and zero it in for our life, you know, run our life, what a blessing it would be to us as a nation, as this church, as your family, myself, if we could just get back and understand the power of proper priorities. Seek ye first, recognize the proper preeminence, that Jesus Christ must be number one. God bless you tonight. And I hope that you got a blessing out of the scriptures tonight. Because God brought you the truth in the Word of God. And that's exactly what's wrong with our nation, exactly what's wrong with our families, exactly what's wrong with our homes, exactly what's wrong with our church. Misplaced priorities and vanishing values. Thank the Lord that most of us can look back and see this. But the generation today will not be able to look back and see what they've missed because they've never known it. You and I have. But we need to get back to the Word of God. I want to thank you tonight. Do we have just for a few seconds? We have a word of silent prayer.